Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. So this week, last week we spoke about Bias Kolchem. Took a little bit of a off-ramp to talk about a different topic, but I want to get back to some Or HaChaim topics, and I thought for this week a good topic would be Kiddush, and analyzing how does Kiddush on Shabbos work, and how does it enhance what our role is in Shabbos, and what we're trying to do when we make Kiddush. It's obviously appropriate. Shabbos is basically only an hour from now, so it's very l'maisa. So let's begin. We know that there are two Kiddushes on Shabbos, right? There's Kiddush at Friday night and Kiddush on Shabbos day at the Seuda. One time I said to a Rebbe of mine, I think it was in high school, maybe it was after, but he was from my high school, and I said something about like coming for Shabbos lunch, and he said Seuda. He's very machpid on that.
Okay.
Not everyone's so makpid. So if I say Kiddush at Shabbos lunch, I apologize if you're makpid on Shabbos Seuda. But okay, so you have Kiddush at the Friday night Seuda and the Shabbos day Seuda. So what's the obvious? What's already, before we read any Gemara, we read any Rambams, before we see anything, what's the obvious question on that? I think.
Why do we do it?
Why do we do what? Say it again.
Why two?
Why two, right? What do you mean? As Reform would say, say it better.
Say it better.
Say it better.
Okay. If it was chiyuv for Kiddush, meaning fulfilled it by doing it once.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly, right? Everyone hear the point? What, you have a chiyuv to do Kiddush. So I did it Friday night. Why am I doing it again Shabbos day? That's the basic, I think the basic question. Yes.
You could say the same about
tefillah,
no? Every single
tefillah is
Mekadesh Shabbos. Why?
Like tefillah on Shabbos or tefillah
yeah.
every day?
No, I mean every single tefillah on Shabbos. The same bracha Mekadesh Shabbos, so why do you need that after
There's Mar? Differences between the
two. Yeah, but you're not being Mekadesh, like, I don't, I'm not... Right, but you're just saying, you're thanking Hashem for being Mekadesh, you're saying bracha to Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos.
You're actually doing anything with that bracha?
You're not being Mekadesh Shabbos. No, you're... First of all, like Micah said, each one has a different, formulation. Like, all the Shmon Esrei's are different. I thought you were asking, why do you have multiple davenings every day? But that's also, like, there's different answers to that. Or I thought there's another question that comes up by, like, Kriya Shema. It's a very good parallel. But Kriya Shema, we have a chiyuv to do Kriya Shema. Why do we do it twice? It's very interesting. And how many, if we do it twice, how many mitzvahs does that count? Is that two mitzvahs? Kriya Shema during the morning? Kriya Shema at night? Or that's just one mitzvah to do Kriya Shema twice? A similar parallel is the Korban HaTamid.
Can we do it twice because the pasuk?
Which pasuk? B'shavchuv kumecha. But why? I'm saying why, and is that two mitzvahs or is that one mitzvah? So same thing. So is, like the Korban HaTamid, is that one mitzvah? Is that two mitzvahs? So here also, no one says Kiddush is two mitzvahs. So it's an even bigger question. Kiddush is one mitzvah, and yet we're doing it twice. So how do we even know that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush? Meaning, is it derabanan? Is it deraisa?
Depends on which one.
Depends on which one. So what do you mean?
Meaning, the night is deraisa, and the day is derabanan.
Okay, very good. Where do you know that from?
Rabbi Nachman
Shir. Rabbi Nachman Shir. Okay. So I assume then Rabbi Nachman Shir learned the Gemara in Pesachim. So the Gemara in Pesachim quotes a pasuk. Tanu Rabbanan. This is Pesachim Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos. Sorry. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'kadsho. Zochreyu Al Hayayin. This is a pasuk. It's not in the Torah. It's in Nach. And it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'kadsho. Zochreyu Al Hayayin. So we say that means you have to, make a zechira for Shabbos Al Hayayin. So Ainli Ella Bayom. But that's only one source. So I only know that you have Kiddush during the day. Bilayla Minayin. So how do I know that I have Kiddush Friday night? Taman Lomar Zachar Siyom HaShabbos L'kadsho. Bilayla Minayin. Adraba Iker Kiddusha Balayla Hu Kiddush. T'chi Kaddush T'chila Yom Bayla Kiddushay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You assume that the Iker Kiddush is the day? And the one on Friday night is the extension of the one of the day? No, it's the opposite. The most important Kiddush is the Kiddush Belayla. Because Dechi Kaddish, when Shabbos enters, Tchila Yom Abayi L'Kedushe. You have to be Mekaddish at the beginning of the day. So, of course, the most important Kiddush is Friday night. So,
what was the second pasuk?
It's the same. It was the same pasuk. That was why the Gemara ended up rejecting. We basically used the same pasuk to prove that there's another Kiddush. But then we said, but the Iker Kiddush is really Friday night. So then,
why do we disprove it by that? Why do we not ask how do we use the same pasuk to prove it?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. It could be because the whole thing was just a dachlo. We knew it wasn't a real answer to begin with. It's a good question. But then we end up saying, no, there's two different psukim. One is Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and that's Zachru Al Hayayim B'Chnisaso. So the pasuk says, Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. When it becomes Shabbos, I have to be Mekadesh it. Ainli Ela Balayla B'Yom B'Nayim Tamil Omer Zachor Yom HaShabbos. So there's another pasuk that says, right, Zachor Yom HaShabbos. And B'Yom Mai Mevarech Amar of Yehuda Borei Priya Gafen. Okay, so at the end of the day, you know, I read through it very quickly because I don't think we need to make so many diukim, and you know, we don't have all the gemaras in front of us right now, so we're not like analyzing the gemara. We're just trying to see what's the makor for kiddush. So it sounds like, as Eitan said, the main kiddush is Friday night. What was the svar the gemara gave? Why the main kiddush is Friday night? Because that's the kenisa of Shabbos. What? Okay, so what? Right, meaning, I think what it touches on is what is the nature of Kiddush. Right, if we're saying, the main Kiddush is Friday night, because that's when Shabbos enters, so that tells you something that Kiddush is meant to be. There's something about Friday night coming that requires Kiddush to be made. And that turns the daytime Kiddush into, you know, something else, which we'll have to see. Right, so now we have two questions. What is it about Friday night that requires a Kiddush at the start? And why are there two Kiddushes? Kiddush Belayla and Kiddush B'Yom. And now, the last thing, before we maybe get into some nice answers and Yisodos on Kiddush, is what is the nature of the Kiddush and Shabbos day? Meaning, we said Kiddush on Friday night sounds like it's a Deoraisa. We quoted a Pasuk for Kiddush on Yom Shabbos, right? So is it Deoraisa also? So the Ramban says, no. Don't think that just because we quoted a Pasuk that Kiddush on Shabbos day is also Deoraisa. So he says, Lafi, Shekol HaTa'unim Kiddush Miskachim B'Knisa San Pam Achas. You already made Kiddush. You already did the requirement of Kiddush Friday night. So aval b'yom esmachta. So the day is already, it's an esmachta though. So v'ein omrim bo mikudash klal shadainu pam achas b'chnisaso. So you already said Kiddush on Friday night when Shabbos came. So this Shabbos day Kiddush is just an esmachta. Don't think it's a deraisa. So that's the Rambam. However, the Rambam says, when he quotes this Gemara, he says, Mishin is chavin lekadesh al hayayin b'leile Shabbos v'shachach v'natal yadav kodem shi yikadesh harizem mekadesh al hapas v'inu mekadesh al hayayin achas shenatal yadav l'su'udah. Okay, so the first point is not our topic right now, but then the Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Tes, Halacha Yod, sorry. So, umitzu levarech al hayayin b'yom Shabbos kodem shi yisud su'udah shniyah. What does the Rambam say? It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush before the second Seuda. So does that sound like an Asmachta? Mitzvah? Does he say Asmachta? Does he say Divrei Sofrim? Does he say Mitzvah Midirabanan? Not really. He's very vague.
Is it included in his count?
No. So, well, no. Not really. Well,
I mean, that
we're going to get to the Sefer Mitzvahs. What were you going to say?
Even if... I mean, if you count, you can still count Kiddush one time and have it. You can say it's a two-part mitzvah. And you could, like Kriyashma, you could say that maybe Kriyashma is just saying it twice within the one mitzvah.
Right, no. So before we go there, I'm just pointing out, does the Ramban clearly says Kiddush and Shabbos days in a smachta? So before we even, we're not getting to any answers yet. We're just pointing, it's first, just as a rule of thumb, you have to like point out things first. Sometimes they're questions, sometimes they're ha'aros. So, and you just want to draw distinctions and show like, he's not saying the same exact thing. Okay, maybe we'll come up with an answer. Maybe, obviously, in this context, we will, because this is a pre-prepared chabura. But when you're learning, it's important. You look at, you know, Rashi, and then maybe Tosfos uses a different word, and it's like, is that the same? You could put it on the back of your mind, and then when you, you know, keep learning, you might arrive at an answer. So that's all I'm noting. So we'll get to that answer. We'll get to Sefer HaMitzvos. But I'm just noting right now, Ramban said, Kiddush and Shabbos day is in a smachta. And the Rambam is saying, Mitzvah levarach alayayim biyom. He doesn't say mitzvah medivrei sofrim, but he also doesn't say mitzvah min haTorah. So it's vague. And then the Rambam says, he says a few more things, what, you know, what are you supposed to say, etc. But then, v'asher lo la'adam shiitom klum kodem shikadish. This is a, you know, a din that we are machmir for, that you're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush during the day. The Gemara never said that. And the Rambam says, by the way, this Kiddush also has to be b'makom suda. So the Ravid, though, on this Rambam, he says this is a crazy chumrah. Eino klum. Shekvar niskadesh hayom b'chnisa asol ayayin kodem shiitom. What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat before davening, before you make Kiddush on Shabbos day? You already made Kiddush Friday night. You already did the mitzvah. So why can't you eat now, Shabbos day? What changed? And he finishes by saying that esmachta he really a kiddush on Shabbos is an esmachta. The ikir kiddusha b'laylaksev. Really, the ikir kiddush is at night. Midichsev es yom, v'loksev bi yom. Right, the pasuk doesn't say you should make kiddush during the day. It says es yom. So meaning when the day of Shabbos begins, that's when you have to make kiddush. And that would mean that the ikir of kiddush is Friday night. So, what we have here is, I think, a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban / the Ravid. The Ramban and the Ravid I think they make a lot of sense. They're saying, really, you have, like what you were saying at the beginning, it's a beautiful svara. You already did Kiddush, you already said Kiddush Friday night. So, this whatever this Kiddush is during the day is seemingly pretty superfluous. And of course, you could eat before it. Right, and it's all, and therefore it's all in a smachta. And the Rambam say, no, it's mitzvah. Doesn't say what type of mitzvah. You can't eat before it, and it has to be b'makom suda. Yeah, Eitan.
What's the status of the suda Shabbos?
What do you mean?
Like, is that itself like a daris or derabanan?
I think we. I don't know. I mean, I think we say that the pasuk about man says the word yom three times. You say chayav that a person's chayav to have. Three sudas on Shabbos.
Meaning, so if the suda itself, let's say, carries some sort of darius into it, so then how could a derabban and kiddush now stop your suda? Like, I mean, not allow you to do the suda. Meaning, if without the derabban and kiddush, now you can't do the darius.
I mean, it's not so crazy, right? It's a sheval tasa, so the chamim would have the power. Also, it's not like you're in a, you could just say kiddush and then have the meal. I don't think that's... Also, I don't know how much of a full Doraisa Shabbos meal is. I'm not sure. But either way, it's a Shev Val Tasa, so I think you'd be fine with that Takana Derabanan. I don't see a problem with it. But, okay, so let's just review before we offer up some fundamental answers. So number one, if you make Kiddush Friday night, why do you have to make Kiddush again Shabbos day?
It's Machlo.
Right. And is the pas and what is Shabbos day Kiddush? Is it a mitzvah? Is it just an esmachta? And what's this machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban about whether Kiddush you can't eat before Shabbos day Kiddush, or you could eat before Shabbos day Kiddush? Right. So those are our questions. What is Kiddush all about? So in order to figure out what Kiddush is all about, let's analyze. Very simply, this is going to be, I think, a very clear mahalach. There's two mahalachim on Kiddush. One is the Rambam, and one is the Ramban. And we're going to see that their understandings of what Kiddush is impacts how they understand Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day Kiddush, eating before Kiddush, maybe Havdalah, all different nafka minos we would call them. But it all begins with, how do you understand what Kiddush is? So I've had, before we even look at anything, what do you guys think? What are we doing when we're saying Kiddush Friday night?
We're being Mekadosh the Yom.
We're being Mekadosh the Yom. Interesting. And if we wouldn't say Kiddush, would it not be Shabbos?
Probably not. No, I mean, probably it would be Shabbos.
It would still be Shabbos, right? Interesting. I mean, we'll see. We'll see about that. Any other thoughts? So, yeah, you're going to say something?
I don't know exactly, but like also the Chadodi, like, I'm pretty sure that also, like, you're Mekadosh Shabbos already, so what is Kiddush doing?
That's an interesting question. So we're going to get... That's more of a Kabbalah Shabbos. But we're going to actually get to... There's a famous... We're going to get to the famous Noda B'Yehuda. There's a famous Noda B'Yehuda that comes up time and time again throughout I don't know. I guess when you're learning Hilchot Shabbos, but other times it's relevant. So we're going to get to that. Meaning, what is considered Kabbalah Shabbos? So, and it's going to play into how do we understand what Kiddush is. What were you going to say?
Like, Kiddush is a mitzvah, Kiddush is a yom.
What do you mean?
Like, if it's within itself a day, like, with itself a mitzvah, or if it's needed to, maybe, like a matir, maybe.
Interesting. The Rav does have an idea. He talks in one of the Yurtzeit Shirim. I think he has two on this, but one of them on Kiddush, he speaks about... Kiddush as a matir, Havdalah as a... He talks about, like, the Kiddush in davening versus the Kiddush at the Seudah, and the Havdalah in davening versus the Havdalah that we make, you know, ala nir. And he has a nice idea about different matirs and our ability to, you know, get hana from the world. But, so I think that is something that is true, but I want to take it in a little bit of a different direction. But you're not wrong, just we're going to go in the more Ramban direction. So, there are two sources here to understand the Rambam and the Ramban's Shita. So, the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, in Aseret HaDibros, so this is Shmos Perek Chaf, says, what is Kiddush? What are we doing? He has a very nice, as Rav Shechter would say, is a very nice essay on Kiddush there. It's not really an essay, but that's how Rav Shechter likes to refer to things sometimes. So, he has a nice essay about Kiddush. And he goes on and on about Kiddush on Friday night and Kiddush on Shabbos day. And he offers us a very important perspective on what Kiddush is. He says, Shiniskanchu bizikaron ke'inyan ukidashtem es shnas hachamishim shana. Shuhu ta'on Kiddush based in. Lomar biyovel mekudash mekudash. Af kan siva shiniskor es yom ha-shabbos pekadshenu oso. So the Ramban says that we could compare Kiddush on Friday night to Kiddush of Yovel, that when the 50th year of the Shemitah cycle occurs, so it's taken upon based in that they have to now announce that this year is Mekudash Mekudash. To announce that there's a special status to this year now. That's what based in's job is at the beginning of the Yovel year. Afkan Siva Shiniskor Yom HaShabbos. So too, at our Shabbos table, we're called upon to announce it's now Shabbos, just like by Yovel. And if you look back in the Ramban on Pesachim, not on Pesachim, also in the same piece, when we mentioned earlier in Parshat Yisro that the Ramban calls Kiddush Hayom an Esmachta, why does he say it's an Esmachta? Lefisha Kol HaTeunim Kiddush, Miskachim Bichnisasan Pam Achas. Anything that requires Kiddush, says the Ramban, it needs Kiddush one time at the beginning. Kigon, what are examples? Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaYovel. Right? If I have Kiddush HaChodesh or Kiddush HaYovel, it's based in job to announce, now it is Yovel. Now it is a new month. And so I already did the job. Do I need to now announce it on the second day of the month, or the second day of Yovel? No, the job's already done. So therefore, the Ramban says, "Vabayom esmachta." The Kiddush on the day is an esmachta. Ve'in omer bo mekudash klal. Right, you're not, by saying Kiddush on Shabbos day, you're not saying, oh, it's mekudash. You already said that. Shedainu bipam achas bechnisa. So it's already enough that you announced on Friday night, here is Shabbos. Shabbos is here. So that is the Ramban's view. And we can understand, right? We understand...
the comments that the Ramban make are all by Yisro. There's no comments. The comment that we originally quoted was also by Yisro?
Yeah, sorry. That was also by Yisro. That was also by Yisro. We will... Yeah, we'll see other Perushim on Sachim. But yeah, those Ramban's... Like, his if you look on Zachar, Zom HaShavis, so the Ramban there talks about what is Kiddush all about. And this is what he says, that it's like Kiddush Yovel, the Kiddush of Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh, you're announcing the Shabbos. And so the Kiddush of Shabbos day is just an Esmachta. Okay, so before we get to the Rambam, I want to take this as a sort of subsection in how to understand the Ramban. But what one question is, what I was asking Micah is, wait a second, Shabbos is different than those though. If Beis Din isn't Mekadesh the Chodesh, It's not Rosh Chodesh, right? But what about Shabbos? If we're not Mekadesh the Shabbos, is it not Shabbos? No, the Gemara in Chagiga, as well as many other places, and we reference this in davening throughout Shabbos, says that Shabbos is Kedusha v'Kayama, Meshiva Yimei Bereishis. The time of Shabbos was determined eons ago in the beginning of creation. We don't determine when Shabbos is. So why do we have to be Mekadesh Shabbos? Yes.
It's like a confusion for ourselves that, like, you know, it's one thing that, like, the day itself is Kadosh, but, like, the fact that we can feel it, that we experience the future of Shabbos, that's different. That needs us to do something.
Very good. So I think that's definitely one answer. And I think it's related to something I once heard from Rav Yonason Sacks. He quoted, let me find it here, a Mordechai in Gittin, based on a Gemara in Nedarim. Yeah, that's why I texted you. I wanted to make sure he didn't give over, because I know he likes to give over this Mordechai. So the Mordechai asks a very important question. When it comes to Shemitah, we know that all loans are canceled. But the din is that the loans are only canceled if you actually say it verbally. He says, "Aval ha-dibor eino ma'akev ha-shmita, zachar le-davar nolad lo, b'chor be'adjero mitzvah la-haktisho afi shekvar kiddush me'elav mishas leda." So he says, I don't understand why it shouldn't be ma'akev, but it seemingly is. But it's not, sorry, let me just go back. It's not actually ma'akev, meaning let's say I don't say that the loan is nullified. It's still nullified. The shmita is automatically going to nullify a loan. So he's asking, so the Mordechai asks, why do I have to even say anything at all? And he answers, it's the same thing as Bechor. What's he talking about? The Gemara in Nedarim says, Minayin lenolad, this is Nedarim Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Minayin lenolad Bechor besoch beso, shemitzvah lahakdisho, shenamar, hazachar takdish. So Rav Yonason Sacks asked, in order to explain the Mordechai, I don't understand. Why do you have to be Mekadesh Bechor? A Bechor, the term we use, is that it's Kadesh Mipaterechem. As soon as it's born, it's by definition, scientifically, biologically, halachically, a Bechor. So why do you have to be Hakdisho, the Bechor? Why is there a mitzvah Hakdisho? So that's what the Mordechai is saying. Af apish kfar Kadesh Me'elav, there's still a mitzvah to add our, as Rav Rosenthal likes to say, there's a word, imprimatur. Like our imprint. We like to add our imprint on something. Right? That we're not, like we spoke about a little last week in the post-Chabura, Hashkafa Hak, about Challah and Truma and Meiser. So we have a role to play where we're not just passive recipients. Right? So, Eino Chanami, it's true. Shabbos is Kedusha V'Kayma, you know, Meshiva Yimei Bereishis. And Bechor is Kadosh Mipaterechem. And Shemitah is going to be, Meshameh, all the loans. No matter what. And yet, we're called upon to add our own fingerprint. To say, we're junior partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this endeavor. So that's what the Ramban understands Kiddush as. And he compares it to Kiddush of Yovel and Kiddush HaChodesh. Good? So now, let's look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos to see if he agrees or disagrees with the Rambam. With the Ramban. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, Asei Kuf Nun He, the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? He shetzivanu lekadesh es haShabbos, vileimor devarim bechnisaso, ubiyetziaso, nizgur bam goldel hayom hazeh, uma'alaso, vihavdalo, mishar hayom hakod mimimenu vihabarim achra. So the Rambam says something quite shocking. And if you would have it all in front of you, your eyes would be popping out of your heads right now. The Rambam combines the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. He says there's a mitzvah, Lemor Dvarim Bechnisaso Ubi Yitziyaso. The mitzvah of Kiddush is actually the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos, i.e. Havdalah. So what's the explanation? Why would you have to, why is the Rambam being Nichlal, Kiddush and Havdalah into one mitzvah? Because he explains, Nizgar, because what's the mitzvah? Nizgur Bam Godel Hayom Hazeh Uma'alaso VeHavdalah Mishar Hayomim HaKodmim. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to demarcate Shabbos. It's to set Shabbos apart from the rest of the week, both before and after. It's Friday afternoon, now it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos, but now it's Motzei Shabbos, and tomorrow is Sunday. We're trying to, you know, sort of block off Shabbos from the rest of the week to show this is special. This is a different Kedusha than anything we experienced during the Shishi Yimei, Hamasa. Yeah.
As you were saying before, if I don't make Kiddush, if I don't still Shabbos.
Right? Good. So now we can understand. So does the Rambam have the same kasha as the Ramban? No. So because the Rambam would say Shkoyach, even though Shabbos is Kiddush V'Kaima Meshev Yimei Bereishis, the purpose of Kiddush is not to say it's now Shabbos. The purpose of Kiddush is to show that Shabbos is different. Me, according to the Rambam, it's true. If I wouldn't make Kiddush, Shabbos would still come. But in order to show that Shabbos is different, and we're not just having a regular meal, a Thanksgiving meal every Friday night, there's a Kiddush.
But then also the Havdalah is the exact opposite from Kiddush.
Exactly.
In that meaning, if I don't make Havdalah, so then I still have some sort of idea of Shabbos. It's not that now it disappears. So, I mean, that's
more
opposite.
Yeah, no, it's that we might speak about Havdalah next week. I want to focus specifically on Havdalah, but it's interesting. I think it's a great question that they're not exactly the same. They're not exactly the same, but there's a lot of similarities. But that's just a kasha on the Rambam, then. Meaning, how is he combining them? But either way, I think the point is you see this huge nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban saying Kiddush is Kiddush Hayovel. It's Kiddush HaChodesh. You're supposed to declare that it's Shabbos. To which we said, okay, what's the point of that? And we answered, because even though it's Kiddush HaVekayim, Meshev Yimei Bereishis, you're still putting your fingerprint on Shabbos. You're still a junior partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the endeavor of creating Shabbos. Whereas the Rambam doesn't have this problem. He would say, Ein HaChanami, Shabbos is going to come. But we still need to show this is not a regular Friday night meal with family members. This is Shabbos. And we want to show that, you know, there's a Havdalah between the weekday and the Shabbos day. Yes. Was you going to ask a question?
What's the difference? Can you clarify?
So how do we show differences? Through nafkaminos. So let me give you another nafkamino. Kiddush Hayom. Because if we look in how the Rambam, when he codifies, not just in Sefer HaMitzvos, but in Mishnah Torah, what Kiddush is all about. He says, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Es Yom, this is Perchav Tes Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim, Shneimar, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddisho, Kolomer Zachru Zachir HaShabbos V'Kiddush, that I'm supposed to remember Shabbos and Kiddush. Zechiras Shevach v'Kiddush. My apologies. That was the most important word. I was like, where's the Shevach? There, I missed it. Right? Klomer Zachru Zechiras Shevach v'Kiddush. So what does the Rambam say the purpose is? How do you show that Shabbos is different? How do we show? What is Kiddush doing? I'm saying Shabbos, look how special this is. It's the Shevach. As the Rambam said in Sefer HaMitzvos, U'ma'aloso v'havdala mishar yamim. And in Sefer HaMitzvos, and in the Mishnah Torah, sorry, he says, how do you show that it's ma'aloso v'havdala mishar yamim? By saying, Shevach, look, this is the day Hashem gave us. This is the ben zug of Klal Yisrael, to paraphrase from the Medrash. There's nothing like Shabbos. And so if that's the case, that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush is about being Mishabeach Shabbos as different from the week. So we can understand the difference between Kiddush Hayom for the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, I already made Kiddush Friday night. So I declared Shabbos. It is now Shabbos, right? So I don't need to do it again Shabbos day. So it's just an Esmachta. And according to the Ravid, I could eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day. Because I already said, it's Shabbos. I already did that. I already did the Kiddush HaChodesh. I already did the Kiddush HaYovel. So it happened already. But according to the Rambam, there's never enough Shevach. You could always add more Shevach. You could always show Shabbos is different. Even though the basic mitzvah midoraisa is to show the Shevach of Shabbos, b'chnisaso u'b'yitziaso, there's a dinder abanon that I could even have the Shevach of Shabbos for the Shabbos day meal, for the Shabbos day seuda. And so, midir abanon, I can't eat before I do that. And that's why the Rambam doesn't explicitly say it's an esmachta, because it's meant to parallel the mitzvah midoraisa of Kiddush. And that's why the Rambam says, you need Kiddush for Vakum Seuda on Shabbos day. Because it's all meant to highlight that for the Rambam, there's really one theme of Kiddush that goes throughout Shabbos. The Kiddush of Friday night, the Kiddush of Shabbos day, the Havdalah. It's all meant to show Shabbos is not the same as the weekday. You know why we're having a Friday night meal? You know why we're having a Shabbos meal? You know why we have this Havdalah? To show the Shevach of Shabbos. But the Ramban says, no, it's one and done. I only need to do it once. At the beginning of Shabbos, that's it. Havdalah is a different thing. Havdalah is totally different, like Eitan was saying. So that's, I think, a huge nafka mina between the Rambam and the Ramban. You know, how do you understand Shabbos day? And that's how we can understand why do we have these two Kiddushes now. So according to the Rambam, you know why we have two Kiddushes? Because you could always add more Shevach. You could always show that Shabbos is unique and different. But according to the Ramban, why do you need two Kiddushes? So the Ran already answers this question. He says, why do I need two Kiddushes? He says, because one Kiddush is, it's Kavod Shabbos. Kiddush of Shabbos day, it's Kavod Shabbos. And he's Madaik based on Gemara Pesachim. It's Kavod Shabbos. What does that mean, it's Kavod Shabbos? According to the Ramban and his understanding, Kiddush of Friday night, that's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush of setting off Shabbos and declaring Shabbos. And beginning Shabbos with the Kiddush HaYovel, the Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Shabbos Day Kiddush, it's a totally different thing. It's Kavod Shabbos. It's a nice thing. But it doesn't have the dinim of Friday Night Kiddush. But for the Rambam, no, they're totally linked and intertwined. Good? Does that answer the question? We're going to have more nafkaminas too. So let's list two more nafkaminas. Or three more nafkaminas, sorry. Do we have time? How long have I been going? We have time. Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to go very quick. Do I have time? I don't know how this works. Okay. No one wants to say the truth. Yes?
How do we address
Ma'akid? Why not? Meaning, because it's going to parallel Friday Night Kiddush, at least on a Midrash Rabbanan level.
And Friday Night Kiddush is... obviously,
yeah, you can't eat before Kiddush. That's like, but we want for the Rambam. There's this blurred line between Kiddush Hayom and Kiddush Belayla. But for the Ramban, it couldn't be more clear that they're different. That's what I'm trying to show. So, what are some nafkaminas to this? So, the first nafkamina is to understand something. In the Rambam, that's very, very oftentimes noted. But once you point it out, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. Where is this Rambam? It's the Rambam in Hilchos Shaaris, Perek Lamed, where the Rambam says, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four things said about Shabbos. Shnayim Medivrei Sofrim, Ve'im Mefurashin Al Yidei Neviim, Shebetorah, Zachar v'shamor, v'shinis pashur, ayde neviim, kavod v'oneg, shenemar v'karasu l'shabbos oneg, u'l'knash Hashem v'chubad. So, there's four things that were said about Shabbos. Zachor and Shamor, and then there's Kavod and there's Oneg. Interesting. So the Rav thought that these things were intertwined. Why is the Rambam quoting them all as one? So, and what does it mean that you have two, Midiraisa and then two Midivrei Sofer and Midivrei Kabbalah? Why does the Rambam just say that there's a mitzvah saseh of Kavod or a mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg? So the Rav wanted to say that there's that this shows that according to the Rambam, Kavod and Oneg are an extension of Zachor v'Shamor. Right? But how is it possible that Kavod HaShabbos could be an extension of Zachor? How is that possible? If you say like the Ramban, that Zachor, what does Zachor Yom HaShabbos mean? It means I have to do Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaYovel, Kiddush HaShabbos. So, is that related to Kavod Shabbos? No, it's a totally different thing. Right? Zachor Shabbos, for the Ramban, is saying it is now Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is having different clothing, having good food, speaking maybe differently. That's not related to Kiddush. What about the Rambam? So the Rambam is Lashitaso. Because who's the one who relates Kavod Shabbos to Zechira Shabbos? The Rambam. Why? Because for the Rambam, what is Zachor? What's Zechira Shabbos? The Shavach of Shabbos, showing that Shabbos is different. And that's exactly what Kavod is. So just like Kavod on a Derabbanan, Midivrei Sofrim level, is to show Shabbos is different, that's exactly the purpose of Zachor on a Deoraisa level. And it fits very nicely and consistently.
Did you say that again?
Yeah. So just to repeat, I feel like I have to stand for this. The Rambam says that when it comes to this, let me go back. In Perek Lama, the Rambam starts off. It wasn't so clear, just because I was a little flustered when I couldn't find the Rambam. I apologize. So the Rambam says there are four things by Shabbos, right? There's Zachor and Shamor, and there's Kavod and Oneg. So the Rav says, why does the Rambam have to formulate it this way? Why doesn't he just say there's Zachor and Shamor? Right? And then there's another mitzvah called Kavod and Oneg. Why is it Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos? So the Rav said the Rambam is linking it. He's trying to show you there's a connection between Zachor and Shamor and Kavod and Oneg. And that somehow they're similar. They're intertwined. So my question, and that's a Rav if you look in the Eretz Yisrael. So my question is, how could you possibly say that Kavod is an extension of Zachor? Right? So my point is that only the Rambam could say that Kavod is an extension of Zachor Shabbos. Right? And we're not going to get about how Oneg is an extension of Shmirah Shabbos. But Kavod is an extension of Zechira Shabbos only for the Rambam. Because what's Zechira Shabbos according to the Rambam? Zechira Shabbos is Kiddush. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That's the source for Kiddush. So, what's Kiddush of the Rambam? Kiddush of the Rambam is showing the Shavach of Shabbos. It's the Havdalah of Shabbos and the Shaar Yamim. So how else could I do that? Through Kavod Shabbos. By having a Kavod of Shabbos, I'm showing Shabbos is different. I'm wearing different clothing, I'm speaking differently, I'm eating differently. And I began my Suda with a Kiddush. It's all the same. But for the Ramban would never say that Zechira and Kavod are related. Zechira is one thing, Kavod is another thing. Zechira is Kiddush HaYovel and Kiddush HaChodesh. Kavod is wearing nice clothing. They're not related. And so is the Rambam, Lishitaso, who is able to make this point that that Zachor and Kavod are related. That was my point. Should we just do one more Nafka Mina?
For the Ramban, what would be Nafka Mina between Zachor and Kavod?
So Zachor is like starting off the meal with Kiddush, right? In order to be Mekadesh the Yom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to join him in that. Whereas Kavod is wearing nice clothing that are different than the rest of the week. Big Day Shabbos, Seudas Shabbos.
So according to the Ramban,
what's the goal? Like, what's the goal of each? Like, how the goals of them different? How the goals of Zohar and the goal of
right. So they're accomplishing different things. It's like, let's say I would Lamashal. This
the
isn't
point
true.
Is for the Ramban is seemingly they're accomplishing some degree of the same goal.
No, for the Ramban.
For the Rambam,
it's all this one Yesod of showing Shabbos is different, and that impacts Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day Kiddush, Havdalah, Kavod Shabbos. So for the Rambam, you walk away with this nice package, which is like everything we're doing on Shabbos is meant to show this day is special. Whereas for the Ramban, no, it's a different thing. At the beginning of Shabbos, there's a mitzvah, just like Kiddush of Yovel, just like Kiddush of Chodesh, just like, you know, Kiddush Bechor, that I have to join Hashem in saying that there's a Kiddush here. That's you know, it's a totally different, it has nothing to do with showing that Shabbos is special. It's about declaring Shabbos is here.
Nothing to do with Kavod.
And nothing, therefore, exactly. Therefore, it has nothing to do with Kavod. Kavod for the Ramban is to show Shabbos is special. Big day Shabbos, Machale Shabbos, the language that we use on Shabbos, right? But it has nothing to do, that has nothing to do with Kiddush, right? So for the Ramban, ironically, Kiddush has less to do with Shabbos than for the Rambam. Or, not less to do with Shabbos, but meaning, for the Ramban, Kiddush on Shabbos is broader than just about Shabbos. It's related to a lot of types of Kiddushin. Whereas for the Rambam, it's all of these things are about Shabbos. Okay, so I'll leave you with one more Nafka Mina. I don't want to bog you guys down too much. If anyone wants to hear the last one, feel free to stay afterwards. But I'll just leave you with one Nafka Mina, just because I mentioned that we were going to talk about it. So an additional machlokas is what do you have to say to be Yotzei Kiddush? Which you brought up earlier. When do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Noda B'Yehuda The Magen Avraham says, actually, The Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham only teaches us that when you say Friday night davening, you fulfill the requirement of Kiddush. You say Vayichulu, and if you say Mekadesh, like Eitan said, you say Mekadesh Shabbos. So you should say that counts as the requirement of Kiddush. That's all the Magen Avraham says. So Rabbi Akiva Eger went one step further. He said, oh, that counts. So then, you know what else counts? Good Shabbos. If I say Good Shabbos, I'm Yotzei Kiddush. So we're not going to get into the answer, but the famous kasha of the Noda B'Yehuda on that is, so wait a second. If a husband says Kiddush, either in davening or by saying Good Shabbos, how could it be motzi his wife who didn't fulfill her chiyuv of Kiddush? And women have a chiyuv d'oraisa to say Kiddush. That's another view. This kasha, very important kasha. Okay, but either way, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, all I need to do to say Kiddush is say Good Shabbos as I walk out the door. But the Bir Halacha argues. He says, no, you're not yotzei Kiddush from saying Good Shabbos. You have to say the whole thing, the whole text, by Hulu, you know, and talk about how special Shabbos is. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas there? Any ideas? Why would Rabbi Akiva Eger say that all I need to say Kiddush is Good Shabbos?
It's Ramban and Rambam.
The Rambam, Kavod.
The
Bir Halacha.
The Bir Halacha would be like the Rambam, yeah?
Interesting.
If the Rambam's Kavod, when you say Good Shabbos, the Rambam's Kavod.
Interesting. Okay, so I think you guys are on the right direction, but I think the answer is that, and Rabbi Akiva Eger himself says, why are you Yotzei by just saying Good Shabbos? Mikol Makom Hizker Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, I mentioned Shabbos. What does that mean? I think that's the Ramban. According to the Ramban, do you have to have a whole lengthy text to say Kiddush of Yovel? No, you just say Mekudesh Mekudesh. You just have to acknowledge it. So, according to the Ramban, all I have to do is acknowledge Shabbos. Good Shabbos counts, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. But according to the Bir Halacha, and he very clearly explains this, the mitzvah of Kiddush is more than just good Shabbos. It's mentioning the Shevach of Shabbos. If I say good Shabbos, did I mention Shabbos being mavdil from the rest of the week? No, I didn't. All I said was good Shabbos. It's meaningless for the Rambam, right? Says the Bir Halacha, Ulapela, Dehare Haramam Kazer de Be'inan Zachiras Shevach Shabbos. So it fits exactly into our whole Mahalach here, I think. And so what I want to leave you with is that we have a beautiful two-way understanding, different understanding of what is the nature of Kiddush. And I think that affects how do we look at Shabbos. According to the Ramban, the way we begin Shabbos is by joining Hashem in the most limited human event that ever took place. Meaning, Maaseh Bereishis was before man was even created, and can never be replicated by anything or anyone besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and it never will be replicated. It was the most non-human thing probably that ever occurred. Right? Yesh Ma'ayan. And yet, in commemorating that event, we begin by joining Hashem and saying Vayechulu and saying Mekadosh HaShabbos and joining together in that. And I think it really links us in this existential bond and covenant with, you know, as a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We're not just like, okay, you created the world and you just kind of left. And now we're just passively here kind of doing these laws. No. You created the world and we're a part of that. Even if we can't physically create Yesh Ma'ayan, we're still going to be a part of that covenantally by making Kiddush. Whereas to the Rambam, you have a beautiful idea in a different direction. That what we're doing by making Kiddush, by making Havdalah, by having Kiddush Hayom, by having Kavod Shabbos, is that we're really highlighting that Shabbos is different from the rest of the week. That there's nothing like Shabbos. It's special, it's sui generis, and it's the sine qua non of our lives. And so, I think both of them should really hopefully impact not just our Kiddush, but our perspective on what Shabbos is, Bichlal. And so, with that, I wish you a great Shabbos in like 10 minutes from now. And everyone should enjoy, and we should hear, only good things. Good Shabbos.